Dellingpole, R.I.P. Clive James, poet, broadcaster and, more importantly, climate skeptic. By James Dellingpole on November 27, 2019. Clive James, the Australian wit, critic, journalist, broadcaster and poet has died. His artistic virtues will, I'm sure, be widely celebrated and memorialized in the mainstream media. But of more interest here is the fact that he was an outspoken climate skeptic. In an essay for the Global Warming Policy Foundation in 2017, he ripped into the hysterical exaggeration and scaremongering which constitutes climate science. They came out of the grant-hungry fringe of semi-science to infect the heart of the mass media, where a whole generation of commentators taught each other to speak and write a hyperbolic doom language unprecedented, irreversible, etc., which you might have thought was sure to doom them in their turn. After all, nobody with an intact pair of ears really listens for long to anyone who talks about the planet or carbon or climate denial or the science. But for now, and it could be a long now, the advocates of drastic action are still armed with a theory that no fact doesn't fit. And alarmists have always profited from their insistence that climate change is such a complex issue that no science denier can have an opinion about it worth hearing. For most areas of science, such an insistence would be true. But this particular area has a knack of raising questions that get more and more complicated in the absence of an answer to the elementary ones. One of those elementary questions is about how man-made carbon dioxide can be a driver of climate change if the global temperature has not gone up by much over the last 20 years, but the amount of man-made carbon dioxide has. If we go on to ask a supplementary question, say, how could carbon dioxide raise temperature when the evidence of the ice cores indicates that temperature has always raised carbon dioxide? We will be given complicated answers, but we still haven't had an answer to the first question, except for the suggestion that the temperature, despite the observations, really has gone up, but that the extra heat is hiding in the ocean. It is not necessarily science denial to propose that this long professional habit of postponing an answer to the first and most elementary question is bizarre. Richard Feynman said that if a fact doesn't fit the theory has to go. Feynman was a scientist. He once wrote a poem on the subject for the Times of London. Imminent catastrophe. The imminent catastrophe goes on. Not showing many signs of happening. The ice at the North Pole that should be gone by now is awkwardly still lingering. And though sometimes the weather is extreme, who soon will hear no more of this grim theme? Reiterated in the special tongue of manufactured fright. Sea level rise. We'll be here soon and could do such and such. Say tenured pundits with unblinking eyes. Continuing to not go up by much. The Z supports the skeptics, but they, too, lapse into oratory when they predict the sure collapse of the alarmist view. Like a house of cards, for they could not have picked a metaphor less suited to their wish. A house of cards subsides with just a sigh. And all the cards are still there. Feverish talk of apocalypse might, by and by, die down. But the deep anguish will persist. His death, and not the Earth's, is the true fear that motivates the doomsday fantasist. There can be no world if he is not here. More remarkable than the colorful way James expressed his skepticism, though, is that fact that he expressed it at all. There are many hundreds of celebrity public intellectuals and men of letters out there like Clive James. Another of them, theater director, author, critic, wit and Cambridge Footlights Beyond the Fringe star Dr. Jonathan Miller, has died on the same day as James. But almost none of them, despite being supposedly clever people, have had the intellectual curiosity to think critically about, let alone publicly challenge, the great global warming scare narrative. Partly, no doubt, it's that climate change is one of those issues where they are imprisoned by groupthink. All their chums think the same way, so it must be a real problem. Partly, it's moral cowardice. Even if they had their doubts, what would be the point of risking their careers and reputations by challenging the cozy orthodoxy? That's why Clive James deserves our respect. He was a loovie who moved in loovie circles, who was yet prepared to ignore the clamor of the herd and speak up for the uncomfortable truth. If only there were more like him.